In the 18th verse, for I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Now, that seemed like it's just talking about shall be revealed in us. But there are so many things that the Lord want to reveal in us now. Revelation actually is our word. They can say what they want in the dictionary. Real revelation belongs to the sons of God. Because we can reveal through miracles, signs, and wonders. We have creative abilities. There's divine substance running through us all the time. So I want you to underline reveal in us without procrastination or without when you get to heaven. And then the 19th verse says, the children of God, we have everything held up. All progress is held up by us if we don't manifest. Technology has no leg to stand on with a person who know how to manifest the kingdom. God, we're ahead of them. Your iPhone, your iPad, God, we're ahead of it. That stuff going to blow up one day. But today, if you love God much as you love the iPad and the iPhone, if you spend much time, ooh, I wish I could get to church, spend much time with God as you spend with the iPhone. Boy, you talking about, ooh, my goodness. See, now I spend more time with God than the iPhone. I spend more time with God than the iPad. That's why you feeling something right now. To manifest, you have to constantly be impregnated with his presence. His presence is there, but you got to let the baby come out. So it says in his 19th verse, for the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. Underline manifestation of the sons of God. And we're saying that this based on sonship and kingdom citizenship. Say sonship.
Sonship.
And kingdom.
Kingdom.
Citizenship.
Citizenship.
Now what I had you write, I am what?
Manifest.
I'm a manifester of the kingdom of God. What did I say? What did he say? So somebody else might not got it. Say it.
I manifest the kingdom of God.
I dare you say that often.
Yes, sir.
And watch your life
expand.
Matter of fact, in other words, your life will explode. In blessings,
yeah,
because he's looking for manifestors. Manifest what? Miracle, sign, wonders. Somebody have drawn a line, you step across it. Because of the kingdom of God is ready to manifest in you, through you, and for you. Write that down. In you, through you, and for me, and for others. Make sure to add that. And for others. There are others who do not know what you know. And there is, as the Spirit of God speak to me, there is a kingdom flow you must know. There's a flowing in the kingdom. So let me say something about the kingdom that will help us. The kingdom of God, number one, is a spiritual kingdom. It is a spiritual kingdom. It's a kingdom that you have to operate in by your spirit. All right? It is an invisible kingdom. But you have to know it's there. Because, you listening?
Yes, sir.
You must know how to function in the invisible.
Amen.
See, that's all faith is. Faith is functioning in the invisible. Faith is calling things that be not as though they were, but faith know they are because it's functioning in the invisible. You never operate in faith unless you're functioning in the invisible. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Hebrews 11:1. And the evidence of what?
Faith is not
invisible. There's an invisible world that can manifest around you all the time. That's why facts stack facts. Facts stack up on top of fact can't stop you. Because you move in a zone called truth. Truth overrule facts. The kingdom don't operate by fact. The kingdom operate by truth. And we are people who truth can be revealed to us. We're not talking about normal natural truth. We're talking about supernatural truth. So it is a spiritual kingdom. And if we're going to manifest, we're going to have to know how to properly operate in faith. In the spirit. In the invisible. In trust. In reliance on God. Beyond what I can see physically, feel physically. See, until that moment is in your life, you're not going to know how to manifest. Until you have something you can't handle. So don't start panicking when things don't look right. Is the Lord trying to manifest through you to get you off a normal pattern? See, you have to know. You're not going to know if you don't know how to flow beyond what this system is offering. You go back and look at the men and women of God, all kind of jammed they were in. But it brought them to another level because they trusted God, you see. So now the third thing is a spiritual kingdom. Now the third thing is a kingdom of abundance. You have the divine right at all time in your life to manifest abundance. It's a kingdom that don't run out. It's a kingdom that don't have no stop sign naturally, no level, no depth. It's a kingdom that's on the inside of you, is available to manifest supernaturally in your life beyond any normal pattern. So it's a spiritual kingdom. It is an invisible kingdom. It is a kingdom of abundance. Also, it is a kingdom of favor. It is a grace kingdom. It will do things for you can't do for yourself. It will do things for you that you don't deserve. I know you're always doing something for me I don't deserve, you know. All right. So it's a kingdom of favor. So by being a son of God, when I say son, I'm talking about daughter too. By being a son of God and a kingdom citizen, you have no right to live a normal life. You have no right to live by what you able to do. And it is a kingdom of manifestation. Now listen, by those who hold sonship, by kingdom principles, powers, and possibilities. They're different. Manifest kingdom citizenship on earth. Listen, displaying, put it on display, the magnitude of heaven's ability. Are you listening? Sonship manifesting kingdom citizenship. Now we read also there in Luke 17:21, put in your note. Let's go there because people are looking for the kingdom. looking for God. God not lost. Notice that in Luke 17:20, before I start giving you this point, in 17:20, Luke 17:20, let me read something to you while you get there. In sonship, you are designed to manifest in the earth realm. Write that down. How many online? Put it up there so I can see it. In sonship, you are designed to manifest in the earth realm. You are designed to manifest in the earth realm kingdom citizenship. And you got to be listening. There's 408 online. All right. You got to be listening. When sonship and kingdom citizenship, what I said?
When sonship and kingdom citizenship
become, let me say this. It's not what I'm, become one. And then become a revelation of reality. Become a revelation of reality of your sonship and your kingdom citizenship. Start manifesting. You're no longer, after the night, just a church member. No matter what you're dealing with right now, the Lord is revealing to you there's another step all the time. There's another move you can make all the time. Because your sonship and your kingdom citizenship, they are supernatural. They are creative. And you must always know you're a manifester. Because if you don't recognize that you're a kingdom manifester, the system going to tell you you can't go no further. It's about God doing something out of the ordinary. That's what you about. You about God. What? You about God doing something out of the ordinary through you to display who he is and that you his daughter, you his child. Actually, you might not like this. Actually, your tight places are the time to shout. Because you know God about to do something out of the ordinary to show the fact that you his son or daughter. And there's no time to cry when it looks like you're losing. There's absolutely nothing exists that can keep you from manifesting. How many of y'all ready to manifest some more things? You designed to manifest. You listening? Your sonship. There's not enough manifestation out of the ordinary in the body of Christ. And so I hope this series about the kingdom of God that is within you. Notice there. I'll come back. I'll read some things to you, but I'll come back. Let me read this all the way to you. In sonship, you're designed to manifest in the earth realm kingdom citizenship. When sonship and kingdom citizenship become a revelation of reality, then God will really be able to use you to express through manifestation, mysteries, and miracles to everyone he really is in earth as he is in heaven. You're not so much designed to go to heaven. You're designed to bring heaven down here. I wish three people would talk to me. I'll give you something to use for the rest of your life. You're dealing with something in your life and it don't seem like it's going to work out. Heaven, come to my rescue. Glory to God. I like the rain just now, boy. Heaven, come to my rescue. You got that divine right. Because you're a heaven citizen, you see. Now notice here in Luke 17, verse 20. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. It's an invisible kingdom. It come not with observation. Here's a biggie. You ready? It come not with observation. It comes with manifestation. You don't look for it, you make it happen. We've been observing too long. It's time to manifest. We've been observing. We've been observing what the world doing, technology, all this stuff, political stuff. We've been observing and worrying about it. No, it's time to manifest. You are the manifester. Thank you, Holy Ghost. They're manufacturing things. Don't y'all rob me right here. Y'all see, get so excited over a manufactured thing, and you're a manifestor. You see, I know some people don't like the way I do it. I rode here with my white watch on, a white Mont Blanc, and a white Maserati. But look, I make all them. See, they're not making me. See, I'm sitting there. I got God on the inside of me. I got the kingdom inside of me. They better be glad I drive it, glad I wear it, and glad I use it. That's the way you got to see it. You can't let this stuff run you. That Maserati is just a car. It's not God. I had a better time this morning in my devotion than the drive. You understand what I'm saying? See, if you want to manifest, you got to stop being so much stuff conscious. Rule in the midst of your enemy. That's what you're designed to do. By revelation, by manifestation. Your sonship. We must stop begging and be blessed. You're going to live in the harness unless you understand how to manifest. You can manifest. Because you sons and daughters of God. The kingdom of God is on the inside of you. It's not by observation. You don't have to look for it. You already got it. Notice the 21st verse. Just look with me in the 21st verse. Stop looking and start manifesting. Stop letting them make offers to you. And stop living an awful life. You're designed, you listening? To live an awesome life. But you're not going to live it unless you know how to manifest. I mean, just singing and clapping your hand and praying and dancing, that's not enough. Your major, your major is not dancing. Your major is not clapping. Your major is not praying. Your major is manifesting. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light. The entrance of his word gives light. I am a what?
Manifester.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. If your soul ever get a hold of that, that it can cooperate properly with your spirit, you keep saying that he's going to drop in your soul. I'm a manifester. Don't care how things look. Don't care how you feel. Don't care what your neighbor said or co-worker said. You keep it in your spirit and in your mind. I am a manifester. So neither, verse 21, neither shall they say, lo here or lo there. For behold, stop looking for it. The kingdom of God is within you. Now, when you see that, the kingdom of God is within you, everything over. Everything. There's no such thing as the impossibility. There's no such thing as what you can't have, you can't do, you can't be. That kingdom has it all. And we have to learn how to work by the principles. I want you to study Matthew 5 through 7 chapters, because it's Jesus in the early part of his ministry revealing there's a different flow flowing. He started teaching about how to operate and how to manifest in the kingdom, how to be blessed in spite of. I may get a chance to touch a few of them. I love them. One of them is my favorite. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. They shall be filled. I've been doing that 40 years. I prayed that verse 40 some years ago. God gave it to me. I can't wake up one morning thinking about nothing else. I can't watch television thinking about nothing else. After I see something that's well, I forget it. They ask me, say, you ever saw the movie? I said, I don't know nothing about that. Who that lady is? Natural characters cannot get in me. Because there's a hunger and a thirst in me for him all the time. It will not come the normal way. You got to get there. You got to believe it. You got to have an attitude and gratitude. You have to recognize your insufficiencies before his sufficiencies can rise in you. I don't know why this come up. You're not a mule, you're a racehorse. Just laboring, trying to get something. You're a racehorse. Get up and run your race, baby. Enjoy yourself. See the blue ribbon around your neck. Every time you whip the enemy some kind of way, see yourself getting the blue ribbon. That's what God is all about. God be shouting, man. You make God shout. Y'all talking about Jesus standing up. What about when God stand up? I am to make him stand up a few times before I leave here. By obeying him and letting him flow. He love it. God love it. He's looking for somebody to do that with. Yeah. So neither should they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. All right, now. Turn now, I'm looking for it. I have three sets of notes here. I mean, you know, and sometimes I don't understand my own writing. The major attribute of sonship, there are three major attributes. Turn to Matthew chapter 6. There are three major attributes of sonship that is not worldly pattern and is not normal and... You remember I told you the 5th, 6th, and 7th chapter of Matthew, Jesus teaching about how the kingdom operate and how to function, give you principles of make you understand your kingdom rights. Say, I have kingdom rights.
I have kingdom rights.
Now.
Now.
Don't stay here all the time. What'd you say? I said, don't stay here all the time. See, you can be here and don't be here. I not like the elders. The elders used to say, get lost in the spirit. I felt that boy. Get lost in the spirit. I've been there quite a few times. Hallelujah. Oh, man. Glory to God. One of the modes of manifesting is being lost in the spirit. One of the best ways to get lost in the spirit is pray in the spirit. If you haven't been lost before, shame on you. Matthew chapter 6, verse 10. Thy, to miss up the Our Father prayer, the Lord's prayer, they call it. But notice it say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. For the kingdom to manifest, it first must manifest in you. That's why he didn't say on earth. The kingdom, oh my goodness, must have a touchdown place. The kingdom cannot manifest in space. The kingdom cannot manifest through the multitude. The kingdom only can manifest through special people who are down here temporarily on kingdom business. So whenever God wants to manifest his kingdom, he got to find a son or daughter. Sinners, I don't care how smart they are or how far they've gone in the world, cannot manifest the kingdom. A whole lot of rich folks, they can't manifest the kingdom. They're just rich. See, this worked by relationship. All right, so the kingdom of God, so thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You see that? All right, now look at verse 13. I'm going to tell you something. Look at verse 13. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. Now, this is what I want you to see. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. How long?
Forever.
What amen means?
So be it.
All right, now, so the major attribute of sonship is kingdom, power, and glory. You remember Jesus prayed in the 17th chapter of John. He was getting ready to leave, and he said, Father, give them the glory like I got the glory. I want them to have the same glory I got. So that what happened when that kingdom in you, that power in you, and that glory in you begin to manifest? Kingdom, power, and glory, they are in you all the time. Because you're packing God's divine nature. Ready to manifest. The kingdom ready to manifest. Look in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 20. I hope that's the right verse. because I want to talk about feeding on the power. Feeding on the power of the kingdom inside of you. Feeding on the power of the kingdom on inside of you. Feeding on the power of the kingdom on the inside of you. Notice what that voice said. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. So that's what happens when you're trying to use scripture without power. Power, man. Go back. Let's go back to pick up our tracks. Go back to John chapter 1. John chapter 1. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you worried about that little Mickey Mouse problem you got and got the kingdom on the inside of you. Stop calling all those people. Stop, sit down. Ask God, give me wisdom with this. I'm a manifester. You know what that means? You can't be jam. You can't be black. You can't be stopped. Stop thinking below your means. If I don't teach you that, I'm ready to just shut this church down and you're going to just be a normal person. You have a right. There are opponents in your ring that shouldn't be standing up right now. Oh, my. Help me, Holy Ghost. John chapter 1, verse 12. But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. Even to them that believe on his name. You see that? Yes. Now, verse 13. Which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Now, that verse is very important because kingdom birthing will not birth a bone normal. Which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. So, one has to be in alignment with God's will to manifest. And you don't have to have that big crowd with you. All them second emotion people. You don't need them. Just make sure you are aligned with the will of God. You ready to manifest. You designed to manifest. You anointed to manifest. You have the authority to manifest. Amen?
Amen.
Let me give you three or four things real quick and I'll go to the second point. I got a little time left. Activating your birthright to manifest. Write that down. Activating your birthright to manifest. And we're talking about manifesting the kingdom of God. Secondly, allowing the Holy Ghost to use you in special ways. Turn to 1 John 2:27. I'll give you a third thing. 1 John chapter 2, verse 27. 1 John, no, not John Gospel, 1 John chapter 2, verse 27. there is an anointing in you ready to be revealed at all times. A lot of time when you get aggravated, you need to yield to the anointing that's in you, because that level will never see you again. Are you following me? See, the kingdom, many times what seemed like a demotion is a promotion. But if you don't handle it right, if you handle it naturally, you're out of order. See? Because a lot of times when it looked like you're not winning, that's when you're really winning. See, kingdom manifestations are not temporary. They're permanent. So, therefore, see, you listening? Satan can't slip on you and try to, with a familiar spirit, to make you believe you got something you don't have. Kingdom manifestations, they are permanent. They can't be taken from you. You don't have to say, I thought I had it. You thought you had it, days are over with you. You're going to know you have it. Even when it looked like you don't have it. Write this down. This is God's moment in my life. At every, I feel a hot oil. At every transaction in your life, things that don't even seem right, say, this is God's moment in my life. You got to be outridden by faith, because you don't feel like saying that, and it don't look like you should be saying that. But you can say, this is God's moment. Because God loves tight spots. Because with him, there's no such thing as a tight spot. But it says, scripture said, God won't show himself strong. Huh? I might have to close in a few minutes. See this. Whew. Now, let me show you, maybe this is all I'm going to be to show you tonight, where a lot of manifestation in the body of Christ has not been taken place. I remember I told you the kingdom of God is a spiritual kingdom. And so many in the body of Christ remain babies. And they don't mature, because, see, to mature, you got to be cut. See, the word of God will cut you, you see. And then if it cuts you and you get mad, go to another church. But they're not cutting it. Then you're not ready for the promotion. The word of God. See, you got to be operating. I'm not supposed to say everything you lack. If I say everything you lack, I'm not passing you. I got to say something. Sometimes you can't say hallelujah. Hold your head down, sir. But then the Holy Spirit laid on a minister to you. You know what I'm saying? Make you a little hot. You get a little hot, you know. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want to show you this. Sometimes we can get so scripture inclined that we can't be ministered to, because we can quote the scriptures by memorization. But memorization is not revelation. And it's not manifestation. Not even observation is manifestation. So you can observe real close, but if you don't be a doer, you're not going to manifest. So here, I want to show you this, and I want you to be eating on this, because servants can't manifest. Manifestation had to take place by a son. Galatians chapter 4. Galatians chapter 4. Servants cannot manifest because they must serve. And a lot of us serving the Lord. And it's going to pay off after a while. You know, I know the whole thing, man. I'm Baptist, man. Serving the Lord will pay off after a while. How many of y'all ever heard that? Yeah, don't stop waiting. Serving the Lord pay off right now. But you got to but you got to let him use you. You got to be ready to let the Lord use you. Spending the days of heaven on earth. Stop warding with your foot. Let the rain fall. Come on now, somebody in trouble in here. Stop watering that problem with your foot. Praise God and let the rain fall. Who heard that? Who ever watered anything with their foot? I wish I had three more hands to put up. But it don't make sense. So turn to Galatians chapter 4. Let's try to wrap up here and talk a few minutes about this. And the shifting. It's a shifting that's taking place. And now watch what I'm going to say. I'm going to say this. It's an apostolic shifting that's taking place, because a lot of things you're going to have to go in as a pioneer with me. Church as usual. Because there's apostolic revelation that's going to take us places we've never been before. And that's what it's all about. Because the kingdom also has a government. Has a government. And its government does not yield to no other government. And you got to know this. Nobody else needs to know it. You need to know it. They'll find out. If you ever find out, they're going to find out that you cannot be controlled. Because you're working, I feel that power again. You're working from another dimension. I feel the Holy Ghost, man. One way I can say it, you're not a normal operator. If thou can believe. That's kingdom talk. All things are possible to them that believe it. So when you become a kingdom manifester, Webster dictionary don't longer run your life. You take impossible out your vocabulary. Take it out right now. Take it out. Because you're serving a God don't respect that word. A kingdom manifester do not ever have to use the word impossible. Webster is not a Bible. Are you following me? See, that's a normal pattern. We're not talking about a normal pattern here. We're talking about a Jesus who have died for us, paid the price for us to live in the kingdom, and the kingdom to live in us. So I hear the Spirit of God say, tell you right. And he told John, I'm wearing a kingdom mantle. Therefore, impossibilities is not in my vocabulary. Because this mantle that I'm wearing can make it happen. See. Oh, my. I don't know if you're going to stay here. I'll tell you this. I got a revelation. Because you're a son and because you're a kingdom citizen, your eternity starts now by possibilities. Everything already possible to you. So you don't have to wait till you get to heaven for something to be possible. Y'all didn't get it. Y'all didn't get it. I went over your head. Say, why are you crying? I'm crying for my stupidity. I let that little rat scared me. I've been worrying about something I shouldn't worry about. It is an insult to God to see yourself losing. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Read the 91st Psalm every time you get a chance to see who you really are. Now, let's just close here. Got 8 minutes. In Galatians chapter 4, in my little Bible, I like the little Bible, it says the as of God's grace, the as of God's favor. But those favors will not come automatically. The kingdom of God is a favor kingdom, but you have to have revelation of the reality of your connection. Jesus said, if you abide in me, my words abide in you. Ask what you will and it should be done unto you. And there's an anointing that abides you that teaches you all things. You don't need no man to teach you. That anointing teaches you all things. But look at verse 1 in chapter 4 of the book of Galatians. Look at, I wish I could go back to the whole third chapter of Galatians because it talked about revelation there. Look at the last verse in chapter 3. And if you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed. How many with me?
Yes.
And what?
Heirs.
According to what?
The promise.
Then he goes over and you know the Bible wasn't in chapter. It did that for us. Now I say that the heir. Are you an heir?
Yes.
As long as he is a child. Whoa, that's an insulting voice, boy. Different, nothing from a servant. Though he be what? Point at the point next to him and say, you Lord of all. Late in the midnight hour. You better remember you Lord of all. Because you really need to know when you're by yourself. But then it says, as long as they have the child, look at verse 2, but they be under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage, when we were children, were in bondage under the element, This verse is slapping me. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. President Trump is my president, but he's not my king. I don't care who hold office. Can't stop me. I don't care what law they pass, I got some laws that supersede law. As a manifest of the kingdom, I have Romans 8:2. Are you with me?
Yes.
Let me get you there before I close. Let me get you there quickly. Verse 3, even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the element of the world. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that was under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. You see that?
Yes.
You a son?
Yes.
And because you are a son, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts. Now that's where Romans 8:11 come from. You are designed to function just like Jesus. Watch what I'm about to say. Jesus didn't have nothing that you don't have. The only thing you don't have to do, you don't have to die on the cross. But you got to take up your cross daily. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. Life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. So I'm crucified also. But I didn't have to be crucified on the cross. I got crucified.
Yes.
So if I was crucified, I've been resurrected.
Yes.
And if I'm crucified and resurrected, and I got the Holy Ghost,
yes.
I got the Word of God,
yes.
Same Father.
Yes.
Ask you, are you a Christian? I go to church. Anybody ask you that? You go to church. That don't make you no Christian. You tell him, yeah, and I got power too. I'm a Christian. I got power. You need anything? Lay your head down. Knock him out. Knock him out. Knock him out. That's enough we'll take up. You got those books for me, son? I ministered to two couples today, husband and wife, in different states. Man dealing with something, then the other man, wife, dealing with something. And I've come to grip with the fact, yes, sir. I come to grip with the fact that the body of Christ, I made a statement Sunday, and it was a very crucial statement, that this book, I think 100-something copy was sold Sunday, next to the Bible. When you're talking about healing, you're talking about getting yourself straight. I saw Rachel. Where's she at? She still here? She gone. What my blood pressure was 5 days ago? Get your phone out. What my blood pressure was 5 days ago?
138/89.
Mm-hmm. What it was the next time you checked it? What the next time you check it?
132/81.
What the next time you check it?
121/77.
5 days eating raw.
Yeah.
Just 5 days. You owe it to yourself to read this book. This is a Baptist method, but you owe it to yourself to read it, read the testimonies, and you just owe it to yourself, because you're going to see a lot of things. And you know, we're not against doctors. I love doctors. I got a good doctor here. Two, more than one doctor. But there's a lot of things here you need to know. And Christian doctors know you need to know these things. I don't know how many books got left out there. How many books left out there? Kirby?
43.
Then I'm going to add some more. I'm going to buy some more. Matter of fact, I might take them on the table with me when I travel. I'm going to, where I'm going?
Plainview.
I might not have none to take with me tonight. But if you don't have this book, get it. And don't stop reading it. Don't come up with your idea. Just keep reading. The man got testimonies. And in his own personal life, at 42, he had colon cancer. He had watched his mama die. And then he called another minister and he said, don't go that route. He says, just drop everything and start eating raw. In 1 year time, he had lost 6 or 7 diseases, gone. All right? Now, my blood pressure is better than my youngest son. That is not through yet. See? And so, get the book and get this one. I'm not getting nothing out of this. I ain't no advertiser for nobody. Nobody can't use me for advertisement. But I want my membership to know that there's another route out. Well, no, I said that wrong. The only route out. You can pray and get healed, but you can't pray for help. I can't keep you healthy. I can get you healed. I got the anointing. I got the anointing for healing, but I don't have the anointing for help. Nobody got it. And so in the Pentecostal, we lay hand every 2 weeks, we lay hand on people. They're falling out and might get healed, but they go back and put it right back in there. And so we're looking for a shortcut. And a pill shows a shortcut. Well, all the people were so excited and talking to me a few minutes ago. Hallelujah. I got a new congregation here. But I'm sharing this with you because I love you.
Yes, sir.
And I wouldn't tell you to do something I wouldn't do. I'm doing it myself. I've done it before. And, I'm not a doctor. I think you need to get yourself checked up. I think if you've taken something now, you need to keep taking it. But you can get something to help you. You and the doctor. Okay. My doctor died. Younger than me. Nice man. You know, when I go for my checkup, he don't want me to come to the crowd. He tell me his back door open, come to his back door and sit in the office until he come getting me. He really loved me, so it's not no big deal, but he just did some things he didn't know. And my son texted me a statement made on the internet. I may not quote it just as it is, but it's close enough. There's no such thing as an incurable disease, but there are people with incurable habits. You can't cure that because they don't want you don't listen. You know, they say, yeah, and then you ever heard you got to have something? That's the craziest thing I ever heard in my life. You got to have something. You ain't got to have nothing, but you want it. You got to have something. Shoot. So get the book. If you don't have the book, get the book. You watch it online. They got it online for you to see it. And so that's important. All right? If you need an envelope for your giving, let's do that. Let's give. I tell you what, the internet stepped up too. Remember I talked to him the other day? Shoot, the internet stepped up, boy. They stepped up $1,000. Yeah. Just need talking to it. And not about the money, it's about the principle. You know what I'm saying? You going to say that. How many online now? Give me a show it again. Show me how many online so I can talk to them. What's the matter with y'all back there? Can y'all show me? How many online? 575. All right, it's 575. Don't y'all send no Mickey Mouse offering up in here. Because you need to be connected. You need to sow. You need to sow. Not just because these people here, son, you need to sow. It's not because I need money and the ministry need money. It's just you need to sow. You heard it. You heard it. You was in here. And so do what you got to do. You need an envelope? Let's do it. We got a lady here who was fighting cancer. She went raw for 14 days and got results. I can't eat no raw food. What you mean raw food? Well, salad and different. There's a lot of dishes can be made up raw. You know, you just got to. Do it. He says that's good. The thing that got most of us messed up. Taste buds. Oh, it tastes so good. Yeah, you're dying too. And it's lying to you because it had no power, just a taste. Then after you eat it, how you feel? So I shouldn't have had that thing. Then Rolaid. let me get a little further and a little more dramatized. Why am I constipated? Nothing flowing, baby. Nothing flowing. Two things. Nourishment and elimination. Both need to be going on. Getting the nourishment in, getting the toxin out. All right, I've said enough. Let's pray.